Last year, we looked at all of the non-elected personnel and tried to bring all of our non-elected personnel up to an average of our comparable counties in those positions. And so now's the time to set that forward for the electeds. And we wanted to do that prior to the April filing deadline so that any of the people that are filing for any of the elected positions, whether they're one of our six statutory positions we have or one of the nine commission seats, that they understand what that compensation will look like in 2025. We went through and we did another compensation study of those elected positions, determining what our comparable counties are, what those averages are. Specifically with the commissioners, we looked at the salaries, the insurance benefits, which include life, dental, vision, health, etc. We also looked at per diems and mileage and made sure that what we are proposing kind of hits the average of what our comparables do. So that's what today was about, is bringing all of our electeds up to the average of what our comparable counties are doing.